Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach at Marblehead High School, is with us. And Mike, what's the outlook for the Magicians this year?
You know, we have had two tournament seasons the past 2 years. We got 8 juniors on the team this year, 3 seniors, a couple of sophomores, real athletic team. We don't have a true scorer that's going to light it up for 30 points, but we hope to use a lot of depth and run it up and down the floor and put a lot of pressure on some teams offensively and defensively.
Who are the who are some of the guys you're counting on to begin with?
You know, our seniors, Teddy Bosley, he got the most run for us last year as a starter, the only senior that's returning as a starter. Ian Kamet and Sam Hanscom saw some time last year, so they're returning seniors. Patrick Bugler is a junior point guard, and Bo Millett is a junior center. Those are the main guys that are returning. After that, we're looking for a lot of the younger guys to step up. These are guys that have played multiple sports. A lot of them are football players, so we're hoping that they're at least in shape and ready to go for the basketball season.
So it's kind of nice in basketball when you have a young players step up and contribute.
Yeah, you know, we're looking for that. We got a couple of young guys in Andy Clough and Derek Marino, two football players that had real good years, got a lot of playing time. So they have the varsity experience, just not in basketball. We're hoping to get them some serious minutes this year as well.
Now, if you were to say, what's a strength for Marblehead basketball and maybe what's a weakness, as you see things right now, what might that be?
Probably the same thing. We have a lot of the same players, but we don't have one guy that just stands out. So that's both a strength and a weakness for us. I think we have a lot of interchangeable parts, but we haven't really found our roles definitely just yet. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a fast learning curve for us. Otherwise, we could find ourselves in a little bit of trouble early in the season.
And what do you, how do you see the league this year?
You know, Danvers has moved out of our side, but Salem's moved back in. So that's always tough. You know, Salem's a very athletic team. And our side is very scrappy. You know, you got your Swampscott, Winthrop, Gloucester. You know, you're looking at teams that are really scrappy and love to fight. We got Saugus, who we're going to face tonight. It's going to be a lot of up and down the floor and teams that are just going to, you know, not necessarily be the teams that dominate you because they have pure shooters or scorers, but guys that are going to try to outwork you. And that's going to be a big thing for us, is just make sure we play a full 32 minutes of basketball.
All right, Mike, good seeing you again, and best of luck this season.
Thank you. Thank you again.
Mike Giardi, boys basketball coach at Marblehead on MSONewsSports.com.